LiveWire with Ling Pang.
Hello, I'm Ling Pang and welcome to LiveWire. Today, my guest is Keith Davey of Boys Life.
Hello.
Welcome to the show. How are you doing?
Yes, we're doing very well. We've just been down to South Africa doing a show in South Africa. Unfortunately, Brian and I caught a virus on the way home and we were very sick. We were vomiting for 2 days.
I'm so sorry to hear that.
So yeah, but it's okay. We're fine today. Feeling much better.
And you're originally from Boyzone. Is that correct?
That's right. That's me. Yeah, the one and the same.
What is your life like after that?
my life hasn't changed. I mean, Boyzone went on for 25 years. You know, we finished the first kind of our first part of our career in 1999-2000. And then we took about 7 years off and we did different things. And I went on and became an actor and I was in Coronation Street and I'd done various shows in the West End. And then Boyzone got back together in 2008 and we went on the tour for 2 years. And unfortunately, then towards the end of 2009, we lost our dear friend, Stephen Gately. And
yes,
that was a tough time, you know.
I remember he had a beautiful voice and one of the most memorable songs. I mean, all your songs are memorable. You know what I love? No Matter What. That song.
Yeah, that was a very beautiful. Big song for Boyzone, and Stephen's vocals on that song were absolutely beautiful.
He was so young, such an amazing artist.
Yeah, we still miss him every day, and even with shows that Brian and I do now as Boys Life, we always make sure during our show to you know, raise a glass to Stephen and just to keep his memories alive.
Yeah.
So he's still very much part of our lives. We still keep him involved in our show, and in fact, our first album that Brian and I released, which was with the Royal Philharmonic, an 84-piece orchestra called Strings Attached,
yeah.
We dedicated that album to the memory of Stephen. So, you know, he's still very much with us. Yeah, look, you know, we're very lucky with the career that we've been given. And we're very excited because we've got our very first original studio album coming out, which is very, very exciting.
Two amazing Irish bands, number one hit all over the world. And now you and Brian McFadden, who's a former member of Westlife, joining you, forming the group called Boys Life. Isn't that incredible?
Yeah, well, it's been incredible. We've had a great time. We're doing it 5 years now. So, you know, it's going quite a while now. But it's become very, very exciting at the moment because, like I say, our very, very first sound, the sound of Boys Life, our original own sound, is being released on our brand new album called Old School. Old School reflects the fact that, you know, the music is kind of, it's our influences of the music we loved back in the 80s. And there's a great 80s feel to the music that we're releasing with a modern twist. And that's why we called it Old School. It doesn't mean there's old songs there. They're all brand new songs, and you know, there's been a great reaction to the singles off the album so far, so we're very, very excited.
You with Boyzone and Brian with Westlife, did you two already know each other?
Brian and I met when Westlife joined Boyzone on tour. Westlife, they were only a new group in 98, and Boyzone had been going from 93, and we'd kind of gone through the ranks and done the work and we'd arrived to do big kind of arena tours. And Westlife came from the same stables per se because we had the same management. And they became a support group for Boyzone on tour in Europe and in the UK. And then obviously Westlife went on to become a very, very big band in their own right.
Now, tell me about your upcoming tours. 27 dates from September as well, Keith. And I believe some of the songs will be some of the new songs from your new album, as well as some old songs from Boyzone and Westlife. I think it's incredible to bring in both bands' music together in one show under Boys Life.
Yeah, I mean, it is. You know, we're very, very lucky to have been part of two very, very big bands back in the 90s. And you know, both bands had a series of number one UK hits, and Brian and I can kind of, you know, pick and choose between all the big hits when we're putting our set list together. So, You know, we do all the big bangers from Westlife and the big bangers from Boyzone, and we just really enjoy what we do. We're very lucky to have very loyal fans that keep coming out and supporting us. The tour is going to be amazing. We have a full live band behind us. You know, we've got all the bells and whistles and the pyrotechnics and the big screens, and it's a great night out. And you know, anybody that's come to see a Boys Life show in the past will tell you they had a thoroughly amazing night. So we're just looking forward to getting back on the road and singing the big hits and singing some of our new songs.
Exactly. And then talking about your new album called Old School, and the debut single that you're bringing out called All This Time is taken from this album. First of all, how did the name come from Old School?
Well, basically, all the songs on the new album are influenced by Brian and my love for the 80s sound, the 80s music. We loved 80s music and 80s sound. And we were trying to find the right sound for Boys Life that was different than Boyzone and different than Westlife. So we just wanted to try and find our own sound. And both of us agreed that we'd like the influences of the 80s. So we managed to kind of get that 80s feel with a real modern twist. Our producer, Jackson, was great, a great help. You know, he's a very talented musician and a great producer. And he helped us find the right sound. And because our songs are influenced by the 80s, we decided to call the album Old School, because the songs are related to the old school music that we used to love.
That's a lovely way to describe it. And the latest album, I believe that there are collaborations in songwriting.
Brian and I wrote the whole album.
You both wrote the whole album?
Yes, we had no collaborations. It was just Brian and I. Brian and I wrote the album.
Fantastic. Apologies.
So okay, that's no problem.
How long taken both of you to get this album together?
Well, you know, unfortunately, we've all been through a pandemic for over 2 years.
Yeah.
During that time, I was based back home in Ireland, in my home in Dublin. And Brian was based in his home where he lives now in Manchester, in a place called Rochdale. So Brian and I had many Zoom conversations over lockdown, and we wrote down ideas, and Brian was, you know, playing the piano and writing ideas, and I was writing ideas back in Dublin. And once the pandemic subsided and we were able to see each other again, we got into the studio and we brought our ideas with us, and we just started work on the album. And I suppose we started work, you know, during the pandemic, but once we got into the studio, we got most of the album done within 4 weeks. Really, we'd most of the work done. But the studio time took us about 4 weeks.
Oh, lovely. How many tracks are there all together on this new album called Old School?
There's 10 tracks on the album.
Wonderful. And I believe the album is available in digital CD, deluxe CD edition, with two additional tracks as well. And as two limited edition cassette tapes. In other words, they are available in everything to suit everybody, really, isn't it? You can choose whatever.
Yeah, well,
our fans like
to have collector's pieces, and you know, it's a long, long time since anybody made cassette tapes. So I don't even know if anybody has a cassette tape player anymore, but we decided to do a very, very limited amount of cassette tapes. You know, we've got some real diehard fans that like to keep things for, you know, forever and treasure them. So we've made some real keep safe cassette tapes from this album that I just think would be pretty cool.
And I believe the Old School headline tour starting in September is from Scotland to Cornwall. So all the fans will be able to visit you up and
every
down the country.
Every part of the UK. Yeah. From every corner of the UK. Every little town, we'll be coming to see everybody.
I think you guys must be so excited going back on stage. Do you find that you have also, at the same time, well rested, have more time to put your songs together because of the spare time that you both had over the pandemic?
Well, we did. But we were touring. We did 58 concerts last year from September to December. We started our last tour on the 4th of September and we finished on the 19th of December. So we've been very, very busy. We haven't taken much time off. You know, during the pandemic, everybody was off for a while, but we were back on the road last September and we've been working very hard ever since.
Well, most of your tours are only based in the mainland UK at the moment. Are there any likelihood to be spread over Europe?
Yeah, we're planning to go to Southeast Asia. We're planning to go to Australia, New Zealand. And we've just come back from South Africa, having done some shows in South Africa. We do a lot of shows in Denmark and Sweden, Holland and Belgium. We do shows in all over the UAE, in Dubai, Abu Dhabi and Bahrain. We might also take the tour later down through India and Sri Lanka. It's gone worldwide, thank God. It's back to the way it used to be in the 90s.
Wonderful. I believe the tickets on sale now, available on Ticketek.
That's right. The tickets are on sale now. And if you go onto any of the Boys Life socials on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook, the links are all there for you to buy tickets.
I know you prepare your songs before you go on stage. What happened if the fans shouted, say, hey, I want to hear some of the old classic from Westlife and the Boys Zone. Will you guys do it right there and then?
Well, we always keep the classics in our set list anyway. So usually whatever anybody wants to hear, we usually are going to play them anyway. So we never let people down. We always try to keep everybody happy.
Fantastic. Tell me some of your favorite songs with the Boys Zone.
It depends. It changes from time to time. I mean, I've been singing a lot of the Boys Zone songs over 25 years. So, you know, some of them can get quite tiring, but some of them can stay quite beautiful. There's a Boys Zone song called You Needed Me, which yeah. I still love to perform. I love that song. I love the yeah. vocals of that song. And I enjoy singing that song. You know, the old classic Love Me For A Reason.
Yeah,
you
I remember that was the Osmonds as well, wasn't it?
That's
the
right,
sound,
yeah,
that
that's
one.
Right, yeah.
You made it your own. You know, during the Top of Pops era, you guys constantly in Westlife.
Yeah.
And I must say, those videos that you made with the music, they're fabulous.
Yeah, they're still
beautiful.
Brilliant, aren't they? They're still timeless, yeah.
But
yeah,
life has
absolutely.
Changed
Thank
now,
you.
Isn't it? Life has changed so much since the Top of Pops era now. Because Top of Pops has been taken away, it felt like a big part of the music world is sort of been minimized in that, you know?
Yeah, it's difficult. Yeah. Unfortunately, a lot of the big shows like the Pepsi Chart Show and Top of the Pops and yeah. Live and Kickin' and all the different TV shows where we used to get to perform, they're all gone now, so... you have to do a lot more shows and a lot more radio, and you just got to keep trying, you know.
Well, it's a big start from September, and then I believe you guys that you know the first show going to be at Liverpool's Philharmonic Hall. That's a big start of the tour.
Yeah, it is. But you know, we've done bigger and better, and that's a beautiful venue, and we're looking forward to it. I mean, it's what we do; it's what we enjoy to do. So there's no issues. There's no problem.
What's going forward now for you and Brian? Now that you've got your first album, are you planning on writing more songs together in the coming years?
Yeah, well, look, we're together. We're a recording artist now. I mean, that's what we are. And it's our first, it's our debut, you know, studio album that we've written ourselves. So we need to just wait, see how the album is received. Hopefully people love it, you know, go on tour and literally just find our way and see what happens.
Before I ask you to introduce your new single, do you want to say a quick hello to your fans?
Well, look, just hello to everybody out there. I hope you enjoy our new album that's coming out, Old School. And I hope to see you all wherever you are when we go on tour in September. And lots of love and thank you for your support.
Lovely. Now introduce your new single from your new album, Old School.
Okay, this is our new single, All This Time, from our new album, Old School.
Fabulous. All the best. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You're my little paradise, secret ball of energy. Took a while to recognize. And I think you gave it all to me. Don't think I didn't realize. Oh, I wanna lay here, comfort in silence. Look in my eyes for the words that I find too hard to say. All this time I've been lost. Time. Whoa, oh, how I met you still.
LiveWire is produced by Steve Osborne Media. Steve Osborne Media.